Hi, this is Jeff Brandler, and welcome to a special edition of Brandler Bits. I was pleased to be a guest on the Friends in Recovery podcast sponsored by Genesis House in Florida. My topic for the day was talking about fear and anxiety. Listen to this very exciting interview conducted by Ed Chancho. In this interview, we address many aspects of dealing with anxiety, including some cognitive, some behavioral, and some experiential methods. Thanks for listening.
Dr. Jeff Brandler, Dr. Jeff Brandler is our guest today. He's a licensed marriage and family therapist, certified addiction specialist, substance abuse professional. He's a national board certified clinical hypnotherapist, a chapter advisor for the Depression Bipolar Support Alliance. Jeff has been working in the counseling field for 35 years. He works primarily with adults. He also has a podcast, which we're going to get into that a little bit later. I'll skip over that. His website is changeispossible.org. His office is located in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. He can be reached at 973-402-2647. And he's on all kinds of social media. Jeff, welcome.
Thanks for having me. That was an interesting story about the garbage before.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, I felt like it was relevant. I mean, there's people out there struggling, and you know, here we are quarantined in our comfy little homes, trying not to go out, and it's hard not to go to the store or the gym and stuff. And then you know, all of a sudden this morning, I get reminded that there are people out there struggling with bigger things than me, and they face more difficult challenges than whether or not they should go to the park today.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Hence, gratitude is one of the keys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you know, listen, and every, you know, we all have our struggles and we have to, but can you imagine, and this is what we're going to touch base on with Jeff is the fear and anxiety of trying to find your next meal, or maybe he was going to use that for kindling to keep himself warm. I mean, can you imagine that stress? And then if you don't have the wherewithal to call a person like Jeff, or even Sweets, you and I, when we talk in the studio, you know, before the meeting, before the podcast, that helps too. I know it helps me. I'm sure it helps you too. You know, can you imagine just, God, the poor guy. Well, I'm going to say a prayer for him tonight. That sucks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but Jeff, how have you been? You're a returning guest. You're our first returning guest.
That's awesome.
You're making history on Friends in Recovery podcast.
It is a momentous occasion that I am the first and only returning guest.
That's right. And only right now, anyways. We might run out of guests. I have to recycle some because you like us. But
so far.
Yeah, so far. Yes, so far. Yes.
Don't push it.
So Jeff's a licensed marriage and family therapist, an addiction specialist. The way I met Jeff was through the field, and him and I do some business together. And he's just an excellent, excellent therapist up in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. You know, I figured because you specialize in fear and anxiety, I figured just bring you on because of this crazy pandemic stuff. And, you know, you and I talk and, you know, I have all these fears about everything. And, you know, you helped me through some things. And, you know, I think connecting with a therapist such as you in nowadays is hugely important.
You know, one of the things, when the pandemic first hit, there were people who were like, this is no big deal. And then you had the people that were, this is like the end of the world. And so people have kind of settled into their comfort zones of having the ebbs and flows of this is bad, it's not bad, this is bad, this is not bad. And then you have the next wave, which we're about to see. Now that we're opening up the world, you know, what does that mean? And now we're going to be back to, you know, how's this going to work out? If I can go to the park, does that mean I'm going to get sick? If I can go to the golf course, you know, what's going to, right? So this is unprecedented. You know, typically people have their, you know, as I like to say, there are fears based in fact and fears based in fear, right? And typically that's how it works. Fear based in fact, you know, something happens, you have a reaction to it, fear. You just have some other kind of fear as we all do, and just like whatever. So this pandemic is like a little of both. because we know that there are thousands upon thousands of people who die and get sick, and you know the statistics are just staggering. And then we have the, okay, but if I don't leave my house, what is the chances that I'm going to get this virus? Which is zero.
Well, that's right, not so quite true yet, Jeff. Have you seen the statistics? I don't mean to cut you off. The statistics that people who are not leaving their house are really susceptible. They're in a higher ranking to get this disease, this virus right now.
Because they're not washing their hands. They're not washing down packages. They're not, I mean.
They're not taking precautions as if somebody was in the real world. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're going to, you know, I mean, if most people, the people that are staying home exclusively, they probably have read everything. And that's the other part of the anxiety. I mean, you can watch the virus channel 24/7 and, you know, the media does a great job of giving you little snippets about things that just get you scared. Remember, like about a month ago, there was the Tylenol, Advil, you know, if you take Advil and you get the viruses, right? I mean, so we get this little snippet, which gets everybody crazy, and everybody goes, oh, this is bad. And then the story dies.
Yes.
And that, you know, so when you watch the media, as if you're home a lot, I mean, what are you going to do? You want to know the latest, you got to see the update. You know, those kinds of things contribute to the ebb and flow of anxiety. And I've had a number of people says, you know, I was okay until I heard that, whatever that is. Or, you know, I didn't think it was a big deal until they said you can't fly anymore. Or I didn't think it was a big deal until, you know, they closed the parks. And so, you know, there is so much anxiety that we all have. And as we, you know, try to work this out, you know, you have lots of people. Someone said to me, yeah, well, what's it going to be, you know, when I go back to school in September? I said, if you know that answer, you got lots of money you can
give us the answer, right?
Yeah. Right, because boy, if you can predict the future, I want to talk to you.
I know. Well, you know what? You were going to say something?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I mean, I've heard, you know, I like what you're saying about when does it become real to people, you know, and I think that I've actually seen, you know, a lot on social media. I saw a lot of people who were like, is this real? Does anyone know anyone that's gone through this? And, you know, you've got conspiracy theories like the Plandemic, which is, you know, this new YouTube video that everybody's watching. And, you know, there's tons of information out there that can counter the facts that people are being thrown. And I think it leads them to a place of confusion and uncertainty. You know, am I at risk of corona, or am I at risk of being taken advantage of? And which one's worse? Or are both happening? Am I just totally screwed? And so there's a lot of fear and anxiety on top of the natural fear and anxiety that they should be experiencing from a pandemic.
Well, I think to add to that, Sweets, Jeff, the media, you just said something about the media. I do not watch any news. I do not. I listen to my Alexa in the morning. I ask her for the news, and that is all I get for the news. It gives me very brief, quick snippets of the news, and that is it. I did turn the news on the other day. I woke up early, and I turned the news on like 4:30 in the morning. And listen, I watch it for 20 minutes. I was ready to jump off the fucking roof. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how anybody can watch the news all day long and not go into a panic attack or think that the world's going to end. I listened for 20 minutes and it just drove me nuts, you know? So that adds to our fear and anxiety too, I imagine.
Yes. As I say, stay 6 feet away from the news.
I like that.
It's like, just keep that, you know.
Yeah.
The only news that I've allowed myself to watch is the Euro news. Because it's what's going on in Europe, which is a little different than what's going on in the United States. But on the Euro news, you get important stories like, I don't know if you know this, there is a surplus of potatoes in Belgium because they can't export French fries.
Ah.
And of course, I would be willing to help them with that surplus if they want to do that. But, you know, but these are the important stories of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. You gave a statistic at one of our webinars about when you mentioned French fries, about the comfort foods. Can you give that quick statistic why you were talking about French fries real quick? I know it's off the off the topic, but.
So everybody, you know, so the number one food on you know, delivery services, it's French fries. That's the number one comfort food. But alcohol sales are up like 241% online. You know, 44% of people have started online gambling accounts. So we know that people are just desperately trying to find some way to numb this out.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break here. I was just getting a high sign to take the break. And when we come back, let's get a little bit more into comfort foods, how that can go right or wrong for us. And then I also want to talk to you about the hypnotherapy. That's also fascinating. So everybody, we'll be right back. Friends in Recovery podcast. We're going to take a break and see you on the other side. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Friends in Recovery podcast. I am not the pod father. I'm Jersey Ed, along with our producer, the wonderful producer, Sweets.
Yeah, making you guys sound good, even from home.
That's right. That's right. And our guest, Jeff Brandler, Dr. Jeff Brandler out of Mountain Lake, New Jersey. Real quick, I'm going to need a drum roll here, Sweets. Thank you. it is time now for Jersey Ed. We should do the drum roll, but just have it keep going through the whole thing, because I think so? That wasn't the right. Yeah, that wasn't the right spot for the drum roll, was it?
Well, why don't you just go ahead and read it, pause, and okay. I'll hit you with a drum roll.
There you go. Okay. So Jersey Ed's podcast pick of the week. You can see we really think out this show, huh?
Yeah,
totally.
It's well planned. So Jersey Ed's podcast pick of the week is, thank you, Brandler's Bits, host Dr. Jeff Brandler, who is our guest today, is a short 5 to 6 minute podcast. These bits cover many topics, including feelings, coping strategies, addiction, grief, and relationships. You can find Brandler's Bits podcast at changeispossible.org and anywhere you get your podcasts from. If you go to Jeff's website, it's all there. And do you have anything to add to that, Jeff, or did I do pretty good?
I would say that the reason that I'm only doing 5 to 6 minutes is I think that maximizes that people are going to listen to it.
Yes.
You know, and I have some 20-minute podcasts, and the stats said that people were listening to 10 minutes of it. So it didn't make any sense. Let me just go in, do my topic, call it a day, and then people have something usable that they can take home. They can listen to it. They can continue to listen to it. And it's quick. It's short. It's fast. And the response that I got is people love it a whole lot better than going through 20 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour or whatever.
Trying to get to the end of it and figure out what the results are. And I agree, you know, they're really good bits and they get right to the point, and you can use them. Like you said, you can use them throughout the day. So check out Brandler's Bits at his website, changeispossible.org, or anywhere you get your podcast picks from. So
Spotify, Jeff, iTunes, all those places.
iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff. So, before the break, Jeff, we were talking about comfort foods, and I also want to talk about the hypnotherapy. So the comfort foods, what does that do for us? Does that relieve anxiety and depression? Does that do anything for us? And is it good? Does it turn bad? Can it be good? You know, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, all addictive behaviors are quick fix band-aids. So eating, drinking, drugging, gambling, spending, relationships, sex, they're all quick fix band-aids. They all work. In the moment, they work. The problem is, if I have a bowl of cereal or a bowl of ice cream, if I have anxiety, I'm going to be anxious an hour later or 2 hours later, and I'm just putting the band-aid on. So all the addictive behaviors are great, but like all things that are quick fixes, they come back.
Yeah,
and then they grow a life of their own, and then we get in. You know, so I had one bowl of cereal. Now I'm having two bowls of cereal. I'm having three bowls of cereal. Let me wash that down. So it's the same.
Yeah,
and so all addictive behavior becomes all addictive behavior. It just have progression, and things get worse. And then wow, I've gained 15 pounds since the pandemic started. I can't figure out why. Yes, that meal you're having at 4 o'clock in the morning might have something to do with it.
That is true. That is true. But the comfort foods can help us get through, take the edge off a little bit, as long as we don't go into the deep, like, you know, three or four bowls of cereal, wash it down with a candy bar.
I mean, there's nothing better than, you know, crashing the system with a little bit of sugar, knocks you out, puts you to sleep, and then the day is over.
Yeah.
The problem is most people can't do that.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, a little is never enough.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, two cookies isn't two. It's now it's three. Now it's four. Now it's five.
Before you know, whole package of cookies.
You know, before you know, it's another pack. Right. So that's the problem. And yeah. Because we're cooped up, you know, we have lots of time and, you know, I just, okay, let me nibble on this and nibble on this and nibble on this and nibble on this. And before you know it, I've nibbled on everything.
Yeah. That's exactly. Well, I've been living a diet of these little almond things. So it's kind of a, you know, a little measurement and I just eat it and that's it. Or some handful of peanuts here and there. There is really not much to do besides eat. And if you're working from home, you know, mm-hmm. So you got to really be careful of it. And exercise too, I'm sure is excellent for, mm-hmm. For
exercise is perfect. You know, and again, all the things that make sense, drinking liquids. Okay, let me say that better. Drinking water throughout the day. I love people who are going and getting vodka. Drinking liquids throughout the day, like water, you know, keeps you more full. And then your temptation to want to eat, I'm full. I don't want to eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find other ways to manage your anxiety. So therefore, you know, because it's an inside thing, right? Your anxiety is here.
Yeah,
it's not. I mean, it's here and here, but it's here. And so those butterflies start going, you start feeling anxious and, you know, you get all that extra energy. So then if you just treat it nicely on the inside, do some breathing, and then all of a sudden, okay, it's better.
Yeah, exactly. And so the breathing real quick, let's touch on that. And then I want to touch on the hypnotherapy. So the breathing exercises, I do that every morning. I'll sit in a quiet place and I'll do a minute of breathing. That really works. And that's that you gave me that. You told me about that and I use that. I do listen to things you say. So but
you're a rarity.
Talk about that a little bit, about the breathing, how this can help us out in this time, especially for addicts and alcoholics to get through those crazy thoughts.
Yes. You know, a long time ago I learned that you take inhales, big inhales, and then exhale was just something to get you to the next inhale, which is actually incorrect.
Okay.
The correct way to breathe to calm down is to take long inhales and a very long exhale. So you want to push all the air out of your diaphragm, almost so you can make a whoosh sound on the back end, because that calms down your parasympathetic nervous system. Look that one up. And then what that does is just kind of, so if you were to take two breaths, right, just right now, take a nice slow inhale, and then push all the air out, and then repeat that, magic will happen.
It feels like you're blowing it all out. You're just, it just relieves like that. You feel your shoulders that right down through your feet when you do it.
Exactly. So magic happens when you do that. That's two breaths.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. Add four breaths, you know, find the exercise, which is called the 4-7-8 breathing by Andrew Weil. You can find the video. That's also on my website. I just put that up because he does a great job with this. And it's four breaths, hold it for seven, repeat eight times. So hence the 4-7-8. 4-7-8 is like, it's like the standard, because anybody who does that is going to be totally chill when they're done.
Yeah. Yeah. You had on our webinar, you had us doing a breathing exercise for about 5 minutes.
Yep.
And I was getting emails from people saying, I fell asleep in a good way. This was good. I was relaxed. And even afterwards at some of our meetings afterwards at Genesis House does the Friends and Recovery meetings, the 12-step meetings, they were even talking about it there too. They really enjoyed that. So hypnotherapy, how can this help in any situation, any stressful or alcoholic or addict's life? Is that possible?
Totally. Hypnotherapy, the best part about hypnotherapy is that you go to another place, not literally. Your mind goes to another place. So if I'm particularly anxious here, and I go to the beach over here and I'm picturing myself on a beach and I'm feeling the sun coming in and the breeze and I hear the ocean coming in and I put myself there and I'm feeling all that. Well, magic is going to happen because your mind and your body are going to work together and you're going to be at the beach.
Yep.
You know, the 360 panorama exercise that we did during the webinar, you know, that's the essence of breathing, going to your calm, peaceful place, and just looking around to where you are, looking straight, looking to the right, looking to the left, looking up, and looking down. And so if you do that in a much slower way than I just described it, and just allow yourself to absorb where you are, your body and your brain is going to slow down. Hence, people have those great reactions. The woman said, you know, that I cured her headache. I mean, you know, right afterwards. And then people felt relaxed. And because again, we have untapped potential in our minds. Hypnotherapy, the best part in any way, is that it allows us to find those places to slow down, untap the potential, get pretty chill, and just literally use mind over matter.
Yep. And that works. I mean, you know, I've been in sessions with you where we've done that and it really works. I mean, but you have to keep practicing it. It's not like you're going to walk into your office or be on a webinar and you're going to be cured and life's going to be, you know, roses and fucking, you know, daisies all day long. So
I record all my sessions of hypnosis and tell people to practice, listen to the recording every day because it's the reinforcement that makes it work.
Yeah.
So, you know, back in the day, you know, when the world was different, people would go to the MRI and they can't bring their phone into the MRI, but they knew the drill.
Yep.
So they knew it. So it was all ready and they just would go to the MRI and they'd go to their place and before you know it, they're out of the MRI and not anxious at all. And
Yeah. It's just like your website says, change is possible. And it's just a change of thought, change your mind. That's basically what it is. And that's what we're doing.
And again, you know, the more you practice anything, breathing, hypnosis, meditation, the more you practice it, the better it gets.
Mm-hmm.
And if there are people who, you know, want to send me an email about doing hypnosis, you know, I've been doing hypnosis over Zoom, which, you know, is not ideal and it's not optimum, but it's working.
It is. Yeah.
And I've done a couple of sessions this week that have been like, you know, people say, that was amazing. How did he do that? What happened? And they're amazed themselves at what happened. Right. I'm always amazed, but they're amazed. How did that come up? How did that happen? How did I get so relaxed? What did you do? And I'm like, I just talked.
just talked and that was it. So real quick, a quick kind of feel good exercise before we go here. Just something that they can get out of themselves real quick. I know you explained a few of them, but what's your quick 1 minute exercise that you think would work well for our listeners here?
I would say take some breaths, focus on your breathing, and just go to a calm, peaceful place.
Yep.
Find that place that it's calm, serene, relaxing, a place that you've been, or even better, a place that you haven't. There's a client of mine who is in recovery who has invented a beach house. The beach house does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
It does in her mind. That's her place. Cool. She goes to the beach house when she needs to take a time out.
Yep.
So go to your place, whether real or imagined, fantasy, doesn't matter. Go to your place, be there, soak in all the sensory things that are there. Hearing, sight, sound, mind, smell, taste, bring all the senses there. Just sit there, do it for a minute. Just let it be, and just be there in that minute with that place.
Yeah,
and you will slow down, and you'll be less
just slow down. Well, Dr. Jeff Brandler, you're an amazing guy. I learn a lot from you every time I talk to you and see you, and I hope our listeners and viewers will definitely get more. And real quick, let them know how they can get a hold of you if they're in Jersey, if they want to do a session with you, or just talk. How can they get a hold of you?
Easiest way, go to my website, www.changeispossible.org. Hit the contact right on top. Send me an email. That's probably the easiest because, you know, who wants to talk to anybody on the phone?
Exactly.
Just send the email. I'll get back to you. We can talk, figure out what we need to do. And, you know, the other thing, let me just note, hypnotherapy is not a long-term therapy, though the reason I like it so much. You know, I've seen people for one session. You know,
and that's okay, it.
Do this, do the practice. Let me know how you're doing.
Yeah.
Do we need to meet? No. Done.
Yeah.
So sometimes one or two sessions
and you're good.
Solves the problem.
Yeah. Well, you have to practice it. Anything, just absolutely. practice. Yeah. So, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, Jeff, thank you very much. Hopefully, you'll be another recurring guest. If you look early into our shows, what maybe with the first or second show, you can hear more of Jeff's interview that we did probably on anxiety and fear way back when. It was about 2 years ago. So scroll through it and listen to that show and listen to this show, and we'll have you on again.
Right. Always Thanks. A good time to hang with you guys.
That's right. Got to get a cigar next time.
No, then I'm Groucho Marx.
Jeff, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of Brandler Bits. It was a great opportunity to be a guest on the podcast with Friends in Recovery. I look forward to going back there again. If you'd like to reach me about any questions or comments about today's show, feel free to do so at my website, www.changeispossible.org. This is Jeff Brandler. There'll be some more Brandler Bits coming up next week.